ask for the truth, and I told you through their own words they will be exposed. They got a solid case of the emperor's new clothes. The emperor's new clothes.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 11 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. We're sometimes joined by our friend Jada. She can't be here recently. So it's been me and Fatia holding down the fort, holding down the airwaves. And that's what we'll do today. I know Fatia has a poem she wants to share. And I have a book I can share that I just started recently that I'm enjoying so far. Why don't we start with your poem, Fatia?
The poem is called The Guest of the Heart's Canvas. Art wakes in daylight's soft embrace. Radiant whispers weave through time and space. Tender strokes with color bold. Heart ignite as stories unfold. Emotions swirl in the painter's hand. Courage found on this vibrant land. Eager eyes peer beyond mere sight. Adventure blooms in each crafted light. Layers dance, a rich tapestry spun over hills where dreams run free under the sun. For every brush stroke, a tale shared wide. Hope brews gently with each artful stride. Embracing on paths where the wind thoughts roam, reviving the spirit, this canvas our home. In every who lies a tale so grand, no fear in creation, just taking a stand. Listen, the whispers of beauty call near, in shadows and sunlight, they spark joy and clear and cheer. Colors explode, the horizons aglow, unfurling adventure in all that we know. Together we wander through valleys and grace, united by passion for its wondrous place. Vividly painting with empathy's thread. Each work blossoms with more than mere dread. So welcome the journeys that art will inspire. Feelings ignited, a passionate fire. With hope like a beacon across distant seas, the adventure of beauty carries us with ease.
Remind me what that poem was called?
It's called The Guest of the Heart's Canvas. It's not on Google because I used a poem generator.
Use a
Because like,
poem generator. So it's like an AI poem.
yeah, basically.
Wow, interesting. So it's an th sort of an original. I don't even know how to make sense of that. That's interesting. Do you use poem generators often?
No,
Or is
this
this
is
new?
my first time.
Oh. What'd you think? How'd they do?
They could have done better. They could have been more specific, but I like it.
Yeah, there were some nice aspects. I'm curious, what prompts did you put in?
I put in a hopeful as my tone, my form. I used I kind of used a random form form. I don't know what this is, but it's called acrostic. My
Okay.
themes, I used beauty, and the length was 30 plus lines. The language it was written in was English, and the topics I included were art and care. Emotions, I used confidence, courage, empathy, enjoyment, excitement, and faith. And the genre, I don't know how to pronounce it, it's adventure.
So it's really designed for poems as
Yeah.
opposed to just being like an AI prompt, like a standard AI prompt. That's interesting.
I tried my best to make it like really positive.
Yeah, you like positive messages in your poem. What else do you like what makes you, I know this one you did used a generator, but usually you pick out poems that you find online. And I was wondering what do you l look for in a poem? Like, what are kind of the different aspects that you enjoy?
I look for
Seems like theme is a big one for you. You often try to pick something with a theme that you're relating to at the moment, or a holiday, or season, or
like a
feeling that you're
theme.
having.
I was wondering if I should do it about winter, but then I decided not to.
Yeah, it's too cold for winter poems. We don't need to be cooled down anymore. I don't know if I've ever used a poem generator before. I certainly don't remember doing it. That's interesting. Thanks for sharing. It's an interesting adventure we just went on. So I have a book I can share that I just started over the weekend, this past weekend. Or I guess I started it on Monday. I was driving home from my mom's and I started a new audiobook. And the book is called The Enigma Girls: How 10 Teenagers Broke Ciphers, Kept Secrets, and Helped Win World War II. It's a book by Candace Fleming, who is a popular author of books for young readers. And this book is suggested for ages 8 to 12. It's a nonfiction book, so it's about real people and real history. And I've heard a lot of buzz for this book over the year. It came out sort of spring, winter of last year. And there's Youth Media Awards that are given out through the American Libraries Association every year. And they get announced this year on January 27th, so just next week. And this book has had a lot of buzz as a potential award winner or honoree. For the buzz that I've heard is for the Newbery, which the Newbery often goes to fiction books and their authors, but occasionally they like to award a nonfiction book which has really great writing and does a really great job telling a story. And so far, I really enjoy this one. I do sort of wish I had the physical book because I can tell from listening to the audio that there are some more visual elements when they're like explaining how codes and ciphers work. You can tell that in the physical book, you can see what they're saying in terms of these codes and how they work. And then in reviews for the book, I also saw that there are pictures, photographs involved. So it'd be good to see those. I've done a little bit of looking up for pictures online, but I think I'm just going to borrow the book from the library so that I can see it myself. But I will read the description for this book since I haven't completed it yet. I think I'm about third of the way through, maybe halfway through. It's hard to tell with audiobooks sometimes. So here's the description. You are to report to Station X at Bletchley Park, Buckinghamshire, in 4 days' time. That is all you need to know. This was the terse telegram hundreds of young women throughout the British Isles received in the spring of 1941 as World War II raged. As they arrived at Station X, a sprawling mansion in a state of disrepair, surrounded by Spartan-looking huts with little chimneys coughing out thick smoke, these young people had no idea what kind of work they were stepping into. Who had recommended them? Why had they been chosen? Most would never learn all the answers to these questions. Bletchley Park was a well-kept secret during World War II, operating under the codename Station X. The critical work of code-cracking Nazi missives that went on behind its closed doors could determine a victory or loss against Hitler's army. Amidst the brilliant cryptographers, flamboyant debutantes, and absent-minded professors working there, it was teenaged girls who kept Station X running. Some could do advanced math, while others spoke a second language. They ran the unwieldy bomb machines, made sense of wireless sound waves, and sorted the decoded messages. They were expected to excel in their fields, and most importantly, know how to keep a secret. Candace Fleming is the award-winning and highly acclaimed author of Crash from Outer Space, The Curse of the Mummy, and many other nonfiction books for young readers. With her canny and compelling narrative voice, she makes history come alive. So that's the description for the Enigma Girls. I've really enjoyed it so far. I think it does a good job of introducing you to all of the different women that it's highlighting and telling their stories in a way where you get a sense of what's happening in one place, but in separate, they kind of all work on separate teams. So you get a little bit about what it's like to be a person doing indexing. So taking down information on index cards and creating a system to sort them so that if people come looking for information, they can easily find that information, or people deciphering some of the ciphers coming in, as well as just what it's like being a teenage girl in this setting. And yeah, it's a part of history that I don't know that much about, the story of what happened at Station X, and particularly the teenage experience there. So I think it's a really interesting read. I think a lot of people would like it, both young people and older people like myself. And it goes through, the book goes in chronological order. So there's a chapter or a bunch of sections. So there's a section focused on 1941, then 1942, 1943, 1944, and 1945. And so I think I've gotten up to I finished 1943, or I'm close to. But it's interesting hearing about how the girls also experience this work, because they're in this place deciphering these ciphers and codes that can make an impact in the war, but they're not necessarily getting feedback right away on how their work is impacting that. There was one story, I forget which individual it was, but she had been part of deciphering a message that helped save a lot of British naval members. There was going to be an attack in the Mediterranean Sea, and they were able to thwart that attempt and win that battle thanks to these people deciphering messages. And the way that she found out that it had been, that her work had had this impact, was that she went to the movies, and back in those days, they would play newsreels in front of the movies, and that was how people would get their news. And she happened to see a newsreel that was highlighting the commander of the naval brigade, or I don't know what they're called, of the navy, of that boat that helped thwart this attack. And so it's just, there's little insights like that that are interesting to think about what it was like during that time for these young women. Very interesting. Highly suggest it. It's called The Enigma Girls by Candace Fleming. That's available to borrow from the library or find at your favorite local bookstore. And I'm definitely going to borrow the physical copy, as I mentioned before, so that I can see the visual elements. And also, I'm not sure. Sometimes audiobooks don't include a lot of notes about the sources. And I feel like with nonfiction, I really like to know about where they got their source material from, like, is it from journal entries, oral histories, especially because these young women at the time were sworn to secrecy, so they couldn't talk about their work. because of national security reasons. And so, yeah, I'm curious what some of the sources are. And so that I find sometimes audiobooks don't have a very neat way of including that. So I often have to go to the physical book to read all that. But we shall see. Anyways, that's my book for this week. As I noted before, I'm excited for next Monday to see what wins the American Library Association's Youth Media Awards. Be sure to report back on that on Down by Books next week. That's always a great source for my reading list to see what I've missed over the past year. Yeah, on that note, we're going to say goodbye for the day. We hope everyone out there has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading.
Sometimes friends are mean. Present company, expect it. Present company, just laugh it off. It's better than it seems. Present company, excluded in every way. Present company. We want to stay. Just like a knee. Present company, excluded in the night. Present company, included in the fight.